Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off, a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming. Now, as the harvest got underway across southern and eastern England, it was definitely a case of real ups and downs with the yields. Winter barleys were up to 8¾ tonnes per hectare, and that was recorded in Somerset. But further across to the east in Suffolk, 4.4 tonnes to the hectare, that's almost exactly half, was the mark. It's a very stop-go affair as well, with the rain arriving just in time for the start of the harvest. Winter barley in Easter Ross, meanwhile, is looking like it's 10 days to a fortnight away. But as ever, that's all down to the weather. For dairy farmers, it's an up with prices, both First Milk and Wiseman's announcing further price rises, so slowly but surely the dairying sector is dragging itself out of the 10 years of pain it's been going through. Pigs, however, remain at the bottom of the farming league and still losing money at the rate of £8 a pig. At £1.51 per kilo average price compared to £2.50 in China and Cambodia, it poses a question to the supermarkets who say British shoppers can't afford to pay any more than they do for pig meat. Meanwhile, with the rest of farming in buoyant mood, the extra land which has gone up for sale over the past year has all been snapped up at ever-increasing prices. According to land agent Smith's Gore, prices per acre will continue to rise as the UK economy pulls itself out of recession. Now, the bankers' view of whether they're happy to continue lending to farmers for reinvestments, whether that is for land or for buildings and machinery, comes from Jimmy McLean at the Royal Bank of Scotland.
Absolutely happy. I mean, agriculture is one of our strong sectors in Scotland. It's a sector that's very soundly based. We're seeing their asset values still rising, which creates a super platform for them to develop their business if they want. And I think as you look further ahead, the opportunities for the sector are really quite positive. You know, they ain't making land anymore, as they say. The population is increasing. There's more demands for agricultural products, not just for food, but for other products, for biofuels and the like. So, you know, the market is out there to be got. And I think that's good news for the agricultural sector. And we're keen to, you know, to do more business in that sector.
So there you go. RBS, in common with all the major banks, viewing agriculture once again as a safe option. Now, that's a bit different to the story from a few years ago. But from me, that's it for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.